It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. I'm starting to sound a little bit like a broken record on Mondays as we check in with IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell. Now, Republicans who control the Iowa House and Democrats who control the Iowa Senate continue to be pretty far apart when it comes to state aid for school funding. Joyce is here with me. Joyce, anything new to talk about here?
Well, there's still no agreement between the House and Senate on basic state school aid for next year, and that's delaying work on the rest of the budget. As we've discussed before, schools are waiting to hear how much money they're going to have. Their deadline to certify their budgets is this week. Another deadline is April 30th, when schools send out pink slips based on worst-case scenario for state funding. Teachers can then be hired back if the state comes through with more money, but obviously this is very disruptive for schools. Democrats, in the meantime, are hitting hard on Republicans for not agreeing to spend more. The Republican House Speaker last week called that political campaign speeches.
Okay, well, moving on to something else education-related, that's the anti-bullying legislation that seems to have stalled in the Iowa House. Now, it's a priority for the governor, but there's not really much money attached to the Senate bill. What's the holdup here?
Well, this is another good example of how House Republicans do not march lockstep with their Republican governor. There's enough Republican opposition to the bullying bill that it, as you say, it stalled in the House. Here's what House Majority Leader Linda Upmeyer had to say about that.
We certainly respect that it's a governor's priority. We're going to continue having conversations. So it's on unfinished business.
All right, unfinished business. So what's the sticking point here?
Well, regardless of what the governor thinks, some lawmakers just don't think additional legislation is necessary to combat bullying. And then another big sticking point is notifying parents when there are incidents of bullying at school. Democrats say there should be some exceptions if school officials believe that could harm the student. The idea that the school would decide if parents should know something, that's crazy talk for some Republicans. The bullying bill failed last year in part on this point. The governor this year agreed to some exceptions for notifying parents, but so far House Republicans are not going along with that.
All right. There was also this bill that changes Iowa law regarding how juveniles are sentenced in the state regarding murder trials. What's the change here, Joyce?
Well, we've been reporting that courts have thrown out Iowa's law mandating life in prison without parole for murders committed by juveniles. And a bill has now passed both the House and Senate by wide margins that would preserve the option of life in prison without parole for juveniles. Now, there's a small but vocal minority that thinks juveniles should never be sentenced to life without parole, no matter how horrible the crime is. And Representative Mary Wolf has been sort of leading the debate on that issue. She's a defense attorney, so that's the perspective she brings to the issue. But you may recall that her two sisters were killed in a robbery homicide in Pittsburgh last year. So she also brings the sensibility of a victim's family to the debate. Here's what she said on the House floor.
The victim is just as dead, died in just as much pain, and the victim's family is just as devastated and angry and heartbroken. Whether the murderer is 15 or 50 years old.
And she goes on to say, no matter how horrible the crime, juveniles are a special case. And she warns that Iowa's new law, if the governor signs it, could be challenged in court as unconstitutional, cruel, and unusual punishment.
All right, Joyce, anything else that you're keeping your eye on?
Well, some of the focus shifts to tax bills now. And lawmakers are trying to digest the governor's plan for helping college students pay back their debt. It involves giving taxpayers a credit for donating to a fund, which nonprofits then can use to attract volunteers and give them grants to pay back their loans. Now, it took two hearings to get this through its first hurdle in the House, at least in part because of its complexity. Michael Buslow with the governor's office is doing yeoman's duty explaining the concept.
All right, and then finally, I'm in the host chair for Ben Kiefer today on River to River at noon. We're going to be talking about a problem with absentee ballots not getting postmarked properly. What do we expect to talk about on this today at noon?
Well, as a result of that problem, there were some absentee ballots that weren't counted in the last election. And as you might expect, Republicans and Democrats have different ideas about how to change the absentee ballot statutes, and we'll be hearing from them today.
All right, Joyce, we'll look forward to that conversation at noon. Thanks so much.
Okay,